Number 11, April 29 through May 5, the surplus of the produce of the good land and the corporate worship of God the Father in truthfulness. Bird's eye view. Roman numeral number 1. We use the word surplus because the people of Israel put aside a certain portion of their produce from the labor on the good land for the purpose of worshiping God. A. The surplus of the produce of the good land typifies Christ. B. The people of Israel offered Canaan's produce to God and enjoyed it with God. C. The enjoyment of the surplus of the produce of the good land typifies the corporate enjoyment of Christ as our worship to God. D. According to the New Testament, fulfillment of this type, when we come to worship God in a corporate way, we must bring the Christ whom we have experienced. Ephesians 3:18 may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. Roman numeral number 2. If we faithfully labor on the all-inclusive Christ, we will have the riches of Christ as the produce to exhibit Christ in the church meetings. Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. A. The proper life of Christians is to labor on Christ every day and thus have the rich surplus of Christ to bring to the meetings for a rich exhibition of Christ. 1. We come together in the church meetings to have an exhibition of Christ. 2. Through our daily experiences of the riches of Christ, these riches will become an exhibition of the produce of Christ. 3. Our meetings should always be an exhibition to show forth what Christ is, what Christ has, and what Christ does. B. We meet to exhibit not only the Christ given to us by God, but also the Christ we have produced. The Christ on whom we have labored and whom we have experienced, this is the Christ whom we come together to exhibit. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. C. If we continually labor on Christ, we will have the rich surplus of Christ to bring to the meetings for a rich exhibition of Christ. 1 Corinthians 14:26. What then, brothers, whenever we come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for the building up. D. Whenever we come together, regardless of the kind of meeting we are having, we should come with the Christ experienced by us as the surplus to be offered to God and exhibited to the whole universe and to the enemy, putting him to shame. Ephesians 3:10, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. 1. Then our meetings will be enriched and strengthened because they are full of Christ. 2. Such a church life is an exhibition of Christ, an expression of Christ. 3. We need to bring the surplus of Christ to every meeting to exhibit Christ. 4. We need to enjoy Christ in our daily life and come together to exhibit Him. E. To have proper Christian meetings, we need to contact the Lord in our personal life and then come to the meetings with the realization and understanding that we are coming to exhibit Christ and share Christ with others. F. Whene'er we meet with Christ endued, the surplus of His plenitude, we offer unto God as food and thus exhibit Christ. Let us exhibit Christ. Let us exhibit Christ. We'll bring His surplus to the church and thus exhibit Christ. Roman numeral number 3. We need to labor on the all-inclusive Christ in order to have a surplus of Christ to bring to the church meetings for the corporate worship of God our Father. A. For more than 40 years, spoken in 1982, I have been fighting the battle concerning the genuine worship of God. This battle has not yet been won. B. For our worship of Him, the Father requires that we come to Him with a harvest of Christ. Thus, we need to come to the church meetings with the riches of Christ. C. Daily, we should labor on Christ to have a harvest of Christ's riches to bring to the church meetings for the corporate worship of God the Father. Christ will be exalted and glorified, and the Father will be pleased and satisfied. D. It is crucial that we diligently labor on Christ to have our hands full of Christ and then come to the church meetings to enjoy this rich and glorious Christ with God's children and with God the Father Himself. E. Whenever we come to the Lord's table meeting to remember the Lord and worship the Father, we must come with the riches of Christ produced by our daily laboring on Christ. F. In these last days, the Lord will recover the genuine experience of Christ for a surplus of His riches in the meetings for the building of the church as the body of Christ, and for the bride making herself ready for the bridegroom's coming. Roman numeral number 4. According to John 4:23-24, we need to worship God our Father in spirit and in truthfulness. John 4:23, but an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness. For the Father also seeks such to worship Him. A. Truthfulness is the revealed divine reality the triune God dispensed into man in the Son, Jesus Christ, becoming our genuineness and sincerity, so that we may live a life that corresponds with the divine light and worship God, as God seeks, according to what He is. 3 John 1, the elder to Gaius the beloved, whom I love in truthfulness. B. Out of the enjoyment of the divine reality, issue human truthfulness, sincerity, and genuineness. C. Truthfulness is the human genuine sincerity, honesty, trustworthiness, and faithfulness as a human virtue, and as an issue of the divine reality. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. D. Truthfulness in John 4:23-24 denotes the divine reality becoming man's genuineness and sincerity for the true worship of God. E. The divine reality is Christ as the fountain of living water, the life-giving spirit, partaken of and drunk by the believers to be the reality within them, which eventually becomes their genuineness and sincerity in which they worship God with the worship He seeks. John 4:14, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life. F. To worship the Father in truthfulness is to worship Him with the Christ who has saturated our being to become our personal reality through our experience and enjoyment of the triune God as the divine reality.